Welcome to the next Q&A for trauma healing and life counseling. In this video, I will answer question number 15. I will read the question completely and then we go step by step through each part of it. I can't stand the amount of hate and anger that comes up in feeling close to someone. I feel this deep longing to bring that into contact, to feel seen and heard with it, to stay and not run away. But when it comes, it seems so overwhelming that I'm tempted to act it out or to dissociate. I don't know how to stay in contact at that point. So much shame around that. And I so often experienced separation at that point because I or the other didn't know how to handle it and escaped from the relationship in a way. Would be very grateful about some help with this. Thank you for being here. So the first part, I can't stand the amount of hate and anger that comes up in feeling close to someone. What you have to realize is that what's going on in your body and on the level of relationship is actually a simple thing. It's nothing complicated, although it may look like that from your point of view, but it's not. It's nothing complicated. What's happening is something basically very simple, and all that has to do with danger and threat. So the situation you are talking about is a biological situation for your body that has not been resolved yet. And what does that mean? That means that the experience of being close to someone is connected in the nervous system with danger or even with life threat. So that means if you come close to someone, the nervous system, the subconscious, thinks that this situation is dangerous or even a life threat. And the problem is, if this happens, our body changes its functionality in a way that we are able, or at least the body is able, to effectively get out of the situation. And with this change in the body, our will is being reduced, the capability of conscious will-based action is reduced up to the point that it is completely deactivated. So in such a situation that we call trigger, it's called a trigger, your willpower is almost gone. Your capacity to decide and act consciously and try out new things, it is impossible, or almost impossible. So we have to do something else. This is possible only if we understand what's going on in the body and if we have the knowledge about it. And I always recommend the study the polyvagal theory from Dr. Stephen Porges. It is one of the basis of my work, and it helps to understand what's going on in our body, in the nervous system. With that being said, it is first important that you really consciously understand and know that being close to someone is not principally a danger. If you are close to someone who wants to kill you, this is of course a danger. But to be close to a partner or a friend is not a danger. And danger means not is something very concrete, something that right now threatens the physical survival of your body. And this is important to think about, really make this clear. A threat is only if your physical body has problems. A real threat is only if your survival is in danger. And that means, for example, if you don't get oxygen, if you lose blood, if the body is burning, or stuff like that, that means a life danger for your body. And it really, it is important to think about that, and to think about if the physical or emotional closeness to a friend or a partner or a potential partner is really a life threat. So I would recommend to think about that, because the body thinks that, and you have to create some counterpart that realizes, no, it's not the case. The body gives me signals that my life is in danger, and I know, no, it's not true. It's a lie of the body. It's not true. It is not true, although it feels like that. So this is the first part. To really understand that the body is lying to you in such a situation. And this is always the case in a trigger that has not a representation of a real danger on the outside. You're right. I feel this deep longing to bring that into contact, to feel seen and heard with it, to stay and not run away. Yes, of course. But at that point, it is not possible like that. You first have to give your body signals of security. And the first or the next level of acting from freeze and dissociation is flight. The idea from dissociation and freeze to get directly to social interacting. This step is too much for the nervous system, because there are levels between from the point of the nervous system. From freeze and dissociation, the next level is flight. That means running away. Then the next level is fight. That means acting, confrontation. And then comes social interaction. The idea, again, from freeze and dissociation to talking and interacting on the social level is not possible for the brain and from the nervous system, because the step is too big. So what to do is, you have to program yourself in a way to plan that as soon as it happens again, what you do is you leave the situation. Physically, this is important. Without saying anything, you leave the situation. That means you stand up, walk out of the room and out of the house, and go walking for at least 15 minutes. And then when you realize your body has been stabilized again, then you come back. And then you can talk. Or even better, you when you're outside the house, you call your friend or the person that is involved and talk to him or her and explain the situation, what has happening. And you can also explain that in advance that this may happen, so that the friend is not offended, that he doesn't feel insulted. But the point is that as soon as it starts, immediately you have to stand up with your physical body and leave the room and the house physically. And that has to be done again and again. And if you do that and force and program yourself to do that, then more and more security comes into your body and into the situation. This is already deactivating the trigger, because by moving your physical body, your system realizes that you can do anything. And this was not the case in your childhood or whenever this state in the nervous system was created. If you do that again and again, more and more security comes into your body until it realizes within the situation that you can talk about it, that you can express it verbally instead of moving away. But you have first to complete the flight response. Otherwise, it is too difficult for the body. It's too difficult for you to skip that. So you write, I don't know how to stay in contact at that point. Yeah, that's not the point. You don't have to stay in contact at that point. That makes no sense. The body thinks you are in life threat. You don't want to stay being in contact with a predator, with someone who threatens you, from the point of your nervous system. So you first have to, again, complete the physical flight response. And as soon as you have done that, often enough times, then the security comes, and then you realize it's like waking up in the situation and realize, oh, well, I can talk about it. So you need distance to this inner experience to be able to talk about it. If you have no distance, you cannot talk about it. Talking and communicating is the integration, but as long as the flight response is not completed, you have no distance. It's for the body, it appears as real. So you have to do that first. And you say you so much shame around that. Of course, that comes afterwards, and you don't have to deal with shame. Forget about that. It's not about shame. It's about completing the flight response first to bring security into the body. And of course, afterwards you can share this feeling. Yeah, there's some emotions of shame, but I would not recommend to deal too much with shame, because shame is something like a barrier, something like a protector of the deeper movements inside of us. And you're right, I so often experience separation at that point because I or the other didn't know how to handle it and escape from the relationship in a way. Yeah, that's the problem of this absolutely sick society, that we don't have the knowledge about trauma, about all this stuff. We don't have rituals in the society. So, yeah, individuals like us, we have to first create solutions and practice that. And, yeah, by spreading the knowledge and the experience, hopefully sometime it will become a part of the society. And within a relationship, there's no need to escape. Actually, no need to escape and no need to attack and no need to freeze, actually. Yeah, and with all this knowledge and practice, we realize that. And at the end of all these processes, we realize as grown-ups that every state in us can be communicated and is not a problem for the relationship anymore. And also hate and rage is not a problem. I have to state that again. The point is, are we able to communicate it or not? That's the point. So even if you say there's so much hate and rage and anger against you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt if we communicate in that way. If we act out, of course, this destroys the relationship. But if we stay in contact in the way of the honest sharing, it doesn't matter what's there. What matters is the depth of the level we reach that we can share. This is the crucial point, and that defines the depth of our fulfillment. So it's about sharing, it's about honest sharing, it's not about love.